Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Game Theory by Wisdom University is a practical, beginner-oriented guide to strategic decision-making. Positioned within the self-help and popular behavioral science category, it introduces core ideas from game theory without relying on advanced mathematics. The book explains concepts such as Nash equilibrium, the prisoner's dilemma, zero-sum interaction, mixed strategy, sequential games, and simultaneous games to everyday situations rather than formal proofs. Its stated purpose is to help readers recognize strategic patterns in work, negotiation, relationships, and ordinary choices where the outcome depends on what other people do. A notable feature is its emphasis on empathetic strategy, meaning the use of another person's perspective, incentives, and likely reactions as a practical input into one's own decisions, rather than treating strategy as simple competition. The book presents it as a disciplined way to predict behavior, influence outcomes, and choose actions with clearer awareness of payoffs and constraints. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, classic game theory concepts are translated into everyday decision tools. The book's foundation is its accessible treatment of familiar game theory concepts, especially Nash equilibrium, the prisoner's dilemma, zero-sum games, payoff structures, and mixed strategies. These ideas are not presented as abstract mathematical artifacts, but as tools for interpreting situations where one person's best move depends on another person's possible response. A Nash equilibrium, for example, matters because it shows why people can remain locked into outcomes that are stable even when they are not ideal. The prisoner's dilemma illustrates why individual incentives can undermine collective benefit, especially when trust, communication, or repeated interaction is weak. Zero-sum thinking helps identify cases where one side's gain is directly tied to another side's loss, while also implying that not every conflict should be misread as zero-sum. Mixed strategy introduces the value of unpredictability when a single repeated pattern can be exploited. The book's practical contribution is to make these concepts recognizable in common decisions such as bargaining, workplace positioning, and household negotiation. Prediction and influence depend on mapping incentives rather than guessing intentions. A central practical theme is that strategic prediction should begin with incentives, available choices, and expected payoffs. The book encourages readers to move beyond asking what another person wants in a vague psychological sense, and instead ask what each participant stands to gain or lose from each action. This distinction matters because behavior often follows the structure of a situation more reliably than stated preferences. If a manager, colleague, partner, buyer, or competitor faces a reward for delay, cooperation, defection, concession, or escalation, that reward shapes the likely move. Influence then becomes less about pressure and more about altering perceived payoffs, sequencing choices, or changing the information available to other players. This is where game theory becomes practical. It provides a way to anticipate reactions before acting. The book's approach is especially relevant in negotiations, where the visible demand is only one part of the game. The deeper issue is how each side evaluates risk, alternatives, timing, and the cost of refusing agreement. Thirdly, empathetic strategy reframes perspective taking as a strategic advantage. One of the book's distinguishing features is its emphasis on empathetic strategy. In this context, empathy is not treated primarily as sentiment or moral generosity, but as a disciplined method for understanding another player's incentives, fears, limits, and interpretation of the situation. This changes how strategy is framed. A purely competitive approach may focus only on extracting advantage, but an empathetic approach asks why another person might resist, cooperate, misread a signal, or choose a seemingly irrational move. That broader understanding can produce better decisions because it reduces the risk of acting on false assumptions. Empathetic strategy also helps identify cooperative possibilities that are invisible when every interaction is treated as a contest. If another person's payoff can be improved without sacrificing one's own essential goals, the strategic field changes. The book, therefore, positions empathy as compatible with self-interest, not opposed to it. Its value lies in making prediction more accurate and influence less blunt, particularly in relationships, leadership, negotiation, and repeated interactions. Fourthly, recognizing the type of game changes what a rational move looks like. The book places importance on identifying the structure of the game before choosing a strategy. Sequential games, where players move one after another, differ sharply from simultaneous games, where choices are made without knowing the other player's current move. This distinction affects timing, signaling, commitment, and the value of information. In a sequential situation, an early move can shape later responses, and a credible commitment may be more powerful than a strong preference. In a simultaneous situation, the challenge is often to predict what the other side will do under uncertainty. The book also discusses common games that people play in daily life, including interactions where competition, cooperation, trust, or bargaining are present even if no one labels them that way. Recognizing the game prevents strategic mistakes. A cooperative setting treated as a hostile contest can destroy value, while a competitive setting treated as harmless can leave a person exposed. The practical message is that effective action depends first on correctly diagnosing the interaction's rules, incentives, and timing. Lastly, the personal game playbook turns theory into repeatable decision practice, beyond explaining concepts. The book aims to help readers build a personal game playbook for recurring decisions. The available descriptions point to a 9-step framework. But the broader purpose is clear: readers are encouraged to develop a repeatable method for analyzing strategic situations rather than relying on instinct alone. Such a playbook would involve identifying the players, clarifying each person's options, estimating payoffs, recognizing assumptions, anticipating likely responses, and selecting actions that improve one's position. This applied structure is important because game theory can remain abstract if it is not translated into a decision routine. The book's beginner-friendly approach favors usability over technical depth, which is both a strength and a limitation. Readers seeking formal modeling, mathematical proofs, or advanced academic treatment may find it introductory. Readers seeking practical strategic literacy, however, gain a framework for slowing down decisions, questioning first impressions, and noticing how incentives and reactions interact. Its value lies in habit formation, making strategic analysis more systematic in ordinary life. In conclusion, The Art of Game Theory is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to strategic thinking rather than a technical textbook. Students, professionals, negotiators, managers, and lifelong learners can use it to understand why outcomes often depend less on isolated decisions and more on interdependent choices. Its practical benefits include clearer recognition of incentives, better anticipation of other people's moves, more disciplined negotiation, and improved judgment about when to cooperate, compete, commit, or remain unpredictable. Intellectually, it offers a useful bridge between formal game theory and everyday decision complexity by making concepts such as Nash equilibrium, mixed strategy, and payoff structures easier to apply. What helps it stand out in the popular strategy category is its emphasis on empathetic strategy. Many introductory strategy books focus on winning, leverage, or rational calculation. This one gives more attention to understanding the other player's perspective as part of rational action. That does not make it a substitute for advanced game theory, economics, or decision science texts. Its strength is different. It provides a readable framework for people who want to notice the strategic structure of ordinary interactions and make choices with more awareness of incentives, timing, and mutual dependence. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.